An unexpected court case in Pakistan sets an interesting precedent for believers. A church ministry gives tools that make community outreach more effective, and a Christian resource ministry is tallying Bible Drive results. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 2 days ago, a lower court in Faisalabad, Pakistan, unexpectedly acquitted Shahid Masih of blasphemy. What's unusual is that the lower courts of Pakistan rarely acquit blasphemy suspects. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's an answer to prayer.
It gives hope to the Christians in Pakistan that they have the opportunity for some kind of a just verdict even early on in the case without going through the appeal process, going all the way to the Supreme Court. I think obviously that is a good development.
The acquittal drew a shocked response from both Christians and Muslims. Nettleton is asking believers to pray that the publicity from the case will draw non-believers into the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
I think we can pray for the church in Pakistan with the political turmoil that's going on in their country. We can pray that the church will stand strong and that, you know, even as there's so much upheaval going on, that they will be a witness for Christ and we'll see new people come to know Christ in a personal way.
Next, secret police are keeping a close watch on evangelical churches in Uzbekistan. According to Forum 18, surveillance has been increased by the Uzbekistan National Security Service. They're sending spies into church services and microphones are being planted in church buildings. Churchgoers have even been filmed as they've left services. The NSS hasn't released a reason for the surveillance. This increase in monitoring follows action taken to decrease religious activity. You're listening to Mission Network News. Society in the United States is becoming more and more complex. Kids now have three sets of grandparents. Sexual addiction is growing at incredible rates. Divorce is at an all-time high for Christians. Purpose Driven Ministries has started a program called Celebrate Recovery that's designed to not only help people in the church, but also reaches out to the community who are hurting. Seminars are being held in the U.S. beginning September 29th. Go to our website if you want more details. Meanwhile, India Partners is fighting one of the preventable causes killing 6,000 Indian children every day. Hunger. Their Hungry Child Project kicked off this year, giving 50 children 5 lunches a week for a year. Brent Hample says the project targets another issue, since free meals draw children into school who otherwise wouldn't go.
This is yet just another way to help get the children into school and out of the fields or out of the warehouses being taken advantage of with child labor.
Hample says many of the children who get the meals aren't yet Christians, but
with healthy body and healthy minds, they are much more able to understand that God loves them and that God cares for them and their needs, even if it's a small meal during the day or, of course, the larger needs and the larger things that we have as children of God.
You can help fight hunger with just 85 cents. Find out how on our website. And Love Package's first ever national Bible drive is still getting a response. Last month, Love Package's Steve Smith said that they were trying to get churches across the United States to do a Bible drive. Christians were encouraged to donate unused extra Bibles to Love Package's for use in the under-resourced Third World Church.
I would expect that before the end of the year from the August Bible drive that we're going to get close to that goal of 200,000. We have Bibles coming in every day, people bringing them in by the carloads, truckloads.
Each container they send overseas has 1 million pieces of literature. It gets into the hands of the Christians because of partnerships. Smith explains.
We've set up distribution points different places in the world with Every Home for Christ, with Campus Crusade, with a number of evangelical fellowships different places in the world. And what we do is we send it in to them. They have a better idea of the people that are in need of it, and they distribute it out. And then we just get the reports back. We're like the supply line, I suppose.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.